I'm Paul Wegraff, Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. Joining me in the studio today is one that is worthy of being celebrated with a Governor's Awards for the Arts in 2019, a recently retired from the Delaware Theater Company program, Charles J. Conway. Welcome, Charlie.
Thanks, Paul. I'm glad to be here.
So glad to have you on the show today to look at quite an illustrious career that is being recognized at the end of October with the Governor's Awards for the Arts, an award well-deserved. We've known each other for as long as I've been with the Division of the Arts, and that's, 23 years now.
Wow.
For me. But your history with the theater company goes back much farther than that.
Yeah, I was there for 36 years.
Yeah, 36 years.
Yes.
Let's go back to the beginning, not
okay.
Childhood necessarily, but what got you involved in theater? I understand from reading a bio on you that you were in education to begin
yes,
with, is
yes,
that right? A
yes.
teacher? What kind of teaching and how did that evolve into the realm of theater?
Well, I wasn't certified, so I had to work at a private school, the Wilmington Children's School. It was Wilmington College, they had a children's school, so I worked there. And I worked with people who were certified, and I sort of assisted. And it was young children, kindergarten, first, second grade. It was thrilling, but it wasn't for me. And when the when things got rough, the people who weren't certified, which I understand, were jettisoned out. So I left and was looking around. But actually, during the time that I was at the children's school, I had the great opportunity to be in a show at the Delaware Theater Company when they were on French Street Firehouse. It was Christmas Carol. I played five parts. It was thrilling. And I had done community theater.
Mm-hmm.
And in community theater, you sort of, fly by the seat of your pants. And then, technical rehearsals went on. I'm sure you remember, Paul. They went
ad
on
nauseam.
Midnight.
Yep.
And you're like, okay, I'm going to camp here. Yeah. That didn't happen at the Delaware Theater Company.
Uh-huh.
The actors were treated as professionals, and it was thrilling. So that's what got me involved. I was did theater in college. I was not a theater major, but I was a psychology major, go figure. And so when I got the opportunity to work with the Delaware Theater Company, I dived right in.
Now, when you were brought into the theater company, in what capacity?
As an actor.
As an actor.
Yes.
Okay.
I played five parts in that. The
okay.
last time they did it at the firehouse, they did it twice at the firehouse.
And when did you finally join the staff of the theater company?
In 82, I was still working at the children's school when I was working when I did Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was jettisoned from the children's school, and in 82, then worked as the house manager and also group sales.
Mm-hmm. Now, the theater company moved from the firehouse, which you mentioned,
yes,
to its current location down on the riverfront, and moved. Tell me the year. When did they move?
We moved into the building in 85.
In 85.
We had an interim season at Absalom Jones Community Center. We had one season there and then moved into the current space in 85.
Do you think Cleveland Morris and the board back in the mid-80s ever dreamed that the Wilmington Riverfront would look the way it does today?
I think that they thought it might, because that's what we used to talk about, and I didn't believe it because
when the theater company moved there, it was abandoned warehouses.
Yep.
and brownfields and
when they were, there were a couple of industry, the people next to us were making cement vaults for coffins,
mm-hmm.
but there wasn't much else going on.
Mm-hmm. So what has happened on the riverfront over the last 30 years
is
quite amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't
yeah.
it?
Now, how did your career evolve in the 36 years you were at the theater company?
Well, I did. I started out as a house manager, then became the box office manager, which at that point we just used tickets that, stocks of tickets. We didn't have anything on, it wasn't computerized, so it was amazing. And I didn't know what I was getting into, and I said, yeah, I'll do the job. And I also did I've always done the student matinees. But then in 91, we decided that we were going to have a department, and did a lot of outreach through the education department. And that's how I got the job. That's how I sort of stepped into that department and stepped out of the box office and into the education department.
Talk about some of the education programs that you've either started or built or grown.
I think the first one that comes to mind is what is now known as the Totally Awesome Players. And it was with my friend, Danny Peek. We decided we were going to get some, actually we heard of some money available and from the DFRC, and they were interested in getting arts programming up and running for folks with, at that point, children with cognitive disabilities. So we decided we were going to do acting classes, and it was, it just blew up. It was great. It was wonderful. And those, most of those people that we worked with in that department were children at that point and have grown in, and they've not left. So we changed the department for, we call it the Totally Awesome Players, the and it's for adults with cognitive disabilities.
I mean, it wasn't, it, what was the original name? It was Totally Awesome.
It, actually, it was acting class for children with mental retardation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, interesting. It was original. Okay. And then it was the Totally Awesome Kids, TAC. Uh-huh. And then when they all grew up, we had to change it to Totally Awesome Players.
Right, right.
So that's what it is now. I think the Delaware Theater Company is considering doing, I know that they are doing programming for children. So they're going back to their roots.
Now, how about the summer theater camp? Because that has been that has been quite a robust program for, I know, at least 25 years, because my kids participated in
it. Yeah, absolutely. I was it's over 25 years. I don't know exactly when, but we were just before the show, we were talking about doing it at Sanford, the Wilmington Music School at that point, and the Delaware Theater Company worked together to get that camp going at Sanford, and it's grown since then. We are, the Delaware Theater Company now has three sessions of Summer on Stage, SOS, and they have added a studio for older teens, 15 to 18 year olds, 16 to 18 year olds. So yeah, it's really, it's been, I think it was 84, 83. Don't hold me. I should have looked up my history, but I think that long. It's been around that long.
And so the instructors that you use in the Summer on Stage program, I mean, some of them have gone on to just incredible careers.
Right.
I know several have gone on to Broadway, and I can't remember the one actor's name.
McClure.
Rob McClure. Yeah, Rob McClure. Who my kids worked with and, you know, are still ecstatic when they see, you know, the success of his career. So with Summer on Stage, the Totally Awesome Players, what other kind, your position, I believe, evolved from, you were director of education at one point. I mean, your titles have evolved to sort of reflect not only the growth of the education program, but also the mission of the education program.
Right.
Could you speak to that?
So when we were negotiating my contract and there was no more money for me, they decided they were going to make my title longer. So they made it Director of Education and Community Engagement.
Okay.
So we have, I think we've looked for areas of the community that we can get involved with and bring theater in different ways. The one thing that I was very intrigued with and I think is very successful is the playwriting program for seniors. And we worked with Ingleside Retirement Apartments to develop that. And that's been going, and now I think they're in four different locations. We have done it in four different locations where seniors, as they are looking back at their lives and come up with unbelievable material, and they write plays. And we do a reading of the plays with professional actors. That's the one thing that at this point I'm most proud of, because it's so much fun, because I'm becoming a senior. So and I'm thinking, wow, the things that I did in my life, wouldn't it make a great play? I don't know if it would or not, but it's worth thinking about.
Now, speaking of writing plays, another program that the theater company has sponsored, and I believe it went through a hiatus for a while, but it's back, and that's the Young Playwrights Festival.
Delaware Young Playwrights Festival, yes.
Talk about that. It's a really exciting program, and I know a number of high schools participate in this.
Right. There is a theme that is picked from one of the productions that the Delaware Theater Company is doing, and they just did their kickoff that I heard of in September students and teachers are invited to the theater, and they talk about what this program is, and teens, 8th grader through 12th grades, are encouraged to write plays based on this theme, and then they spend the fall doing that and then submit their plays. Each of them are adjudicated using a rubric, a standards-based rubric, and then all those comments are sent back to the playwrights and hopefully encouraging them to rewrite, and then they submit again, and they pick either five or six plays that the Delaware Theater Company works on weekends with with actors and professional designers, professional actors, and they work on their play and present it in March.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty amazing.
And how many schools roughly participate in that?
It depends on the year. Uh-huh. But there have been, at its peak, it was like there were 500 submissions, which is a
wow.
lot.
Yeah.
So maybe at this point, they have dialed it back to make it more manageable. I would say probably 20, 30 schools,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, who reads these plays to select? You have a selection committee?
Yes, there's a selection committee. Okay. There's each of the plays is reviewed by one of the professionals at the Delaware Theater mm-hmm. Company. And then the second round, all of those professionals read all of the plays that are resubmitted.
Mm-hmm.
So
now, in your career, you've also done some acting at the theater company, in
yes.
addition to what you did early at the very beginning there.
Right.
Correct?
Sometimes when there was a need, I would step into a part, Dial M for Murder. My favorite part was when we were performing at Absalom Jones Community Center. I was the and we were doing Streetcar Named Desire. There is a young man who was, and at that point I was a young man, who came around and collected for the paper, for the newspaper. I forget what his title is, but that was my favorite part. Mm. And the person that I worked with, and this is in the play, we see Blanche really show her colors, and she tries to seduce this young man. And or I don't know if that's what she had in mind, but mm-hmm. she did such a great job that I got exit applause every performance because she was so wonderful.
Yeah.
And that was one of my favorite parts.
That is really thrilling. There's much more to talk about here, but first I want to remind our listeners that you are tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guest in the studio today is a recipient of the 2019 Governor's Awards for the Arts, Charles J. Conway, the Award for Arts Education. A career just filled with all sorts of activity, working with Delaware schools, working with the Delaware Theater Company, as well as other arts organizations in the state that have a similar commitment to arts education and connecting to the schools as a valuable resource. One of the programs we haven't touched on that I know you've been involved in the past is the work that the Delaware Theater Company has done with the Ferris School.
Oh, yes.
Could you talk about that?
Surely. The Delaware Division of the Arts, a number of years ago, made a huge grant to us that we were very, I think we worked 5 years
mm-hmm.
with that grant.
Mm-hmm.
And the first year was a planning year where we worked with the faculty at Ferris School, and our objective was, it was called Arts Across the Curriculum, and we were interested in using the arts, not only theater, but visual arts and music and theater, to enrich the curriculum at Ferris School. And it was, I think, a phenomenal experience because we got a lot of people interested, a lot of people. In fact, I remember once I was walking down French Street, and I heard this car come up behind me and making a lot of noise. And I was like, I wonder if I'm in trouble here. And the young man pulled over and said that he remembered me working with him at Ferris School and that he wrote a play. And I thought, you know what? That made a big difference to me that this young man would reach out and say, we made a difference in his life. It was really amazing, an amazing program. And that, all the lessons that we learned at Ferris School, we used in developing all of our programs at the Delaware Theater Company. That's what I liked working with the Delaware Theater Company. We learned so many great lessons of how arts can impact
mm-hmm.
people in
mm-hmm.
ways that we didn't even think about,
mm-hmm.
that we don't think about.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your 36 years at the theater company, you worked under a number of artistic directors, general managers. I mean, the administrative structure has evolved over time at the theater company. Talk about how those changes over time affected you. I mean, what you know, how did your work in the theater company grow, evolve, change in the context of what else happened at the theater?
Well, I think one of the things, a great question. One of the changes that happened were the artistic leadership changed.
Mm-hmm.
Cliven Morris founded the Delaware Theater Company.
He was there for a number of years.
He was there for a number of years. And he had a lot of impact into what was happening at the Delaware Theater Company. It was his idea to do the summer camp, his idea to do the Delaware Young Playwrights Festival. And I think one of the things, the easiest answer for that complicated question, is that the art that was done on stage informed what was happening at the education, mm-hmm. in the education department. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no way that the education department could have been as successful without the art that was happening on stage. That always informed what we were doing. Mm-hmm. So that changed, and the aesthetic changed, and the focus changed, and that was exciting. And also working with all kinds of different artists, you know, young people who came through the Delaware Theater Company and as young artists and their young professionals, and getting involved with what we did. You know, we always use designers in the Delaware Young Playwrights Festival. We always try to include other people in reading of the Delaware Young Playwrights, plays from the Young Playwrights Festival. So it was always, I think, dynamic, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and always affected in a good way, I think.
Mm-hmm. And I know an external change beyond your control that profoundly impact what you do and did, and that is the changes in the education realm.
Yes.
With standards and performance indicators. Talk about how that sort of changed how you did things with your education programs, particularly the student matinees and that kind of outreach that you did.
I think one of the things I learned is the education, you know, the people, teachers in the classroom are the ones who will bring people to their students to see to see things at the Delaware Theater Company or other professional theaters. That changed. So, you know, because of the demands on them, the standards, you know, we used the standards for the Delaware Young Playwrights Festival. We used the standards when we would build study guides for people who are coming to see plays at the Delaware Theater Company. But I think what's really changed is the demands on teachers and what is expected of them and how difficult it is for them to do their job. And we understand that and understood that. And I think those were the people who were really integral in bringing students to the Delaware Theater Company. So that made it really a challenge. I don't know if that answered your question.
Yeah. Did you find yourself reshaping your curriculum or the preparatory material, the materials you prepared for students coming into your performances?
I think one of the things we learned early in my career at the Delaware Theater Company is you need the stakeholders at the table. And mm-hmm. we needed to always make sure that we were giving the teachers what they needed to do their job. So yes, it changed. It was always fluid, and we always look to our teachers to tell the teachers who were interested in what we were doing and what they needed. So mm-hmm. we tried to keep those lines of communication open.
Mm-hmm. I want to come back to something you touched on early on, and that is your undergraduate work in psychology. talk a little bit about theater and what it tells us about ourselves and what it tells us about our society.
I took a
very
really
broad question
broad
there.
Question. Well, the answer I think of as you asked that question was I took a course in when I was working at actually I started my career working at Head Start, believe it or not. And I took a course at the University of Delaware with a gentleman who was from the Netherlands, and it was the class was using drama in the special ed classroom. And one of the things I learned from that is theater is a way for us to get to know each other in a way that is really powerful, you know, forming an ensemble, making sure that we are able to work together. That class informed everything I did at the Delaware Theater Company. So, and then, you know, the art that happens on stage and watching something at the Delaware Theater Company, any professional theater company, you're doing it in with a group of people. So you are seeing what it's like to be human. You're reacting as a human being. That's what I think the arts do, you know, that dynamic thing. That everything keeps changing. Everything, you know, everybody's important. Everybody's, you know, speaking of Streetcar Named Desire, Blanche DuBois, who, you know, we all got to know her in a way that you wouldn't if you didn't have the art of theater. And mm-hmm. I don't know if that answers your question.
It does. Yeah, absolutely.
We could probably go on for hours discussing
Well,
that.
I remember a graduate course I took, and it was a religion course when I was in graduate school, and the professor used psychodrama to explore some of the Old Testament stories.
Wow.
And it is an incredibly powerful way to explore the human condition through those stories.
Right.
And so that sort of is what prompted that question. We've just got a couple minutes left. Where are you going from here after 36 years at the Delaware Theater Company?
Well, I have taken a part-time job with the rep at the University of Delaware, just
okay.
trying to help them beef up their student matinee program. So I'm probably 2 days a week down there, and that's really exciting. They do great work. It's exciting to be on the campus of the University of Delaware, which I always appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when my wife and I first moved, when Judith and I first moved to Delaware, I was cast in they included their casting. Casting was open to community members, and I was in Tartuffe, and it was fascinating.
Yeah.
It was great.
Uh-huh.
It was wonderful. So I've had a long history with the University of Delaware, and it continues.
Okay. So you've got about a minute to recap some of the highlights in your career that you think led to your getting the Governor's Award for the Arts. Put you on the spot much?
Yeah, I think the reason that maybe that I'm getting that award is because of the community outreach that we did and sort of getting everyone to realize that the importance of individuals in the in the state. And, you know, we've done stuff all over the state. All the counties have been included in the Delaware Theater Company's work. That's what I think has been most that's what I'm proud of is – being part of this wonderful state.
Great. Well, Charles J. Conway, Charlie.
Thank you.
So glad to have you in the studio today to talk about your career, your accomplishments. I invite all of our listeners to come down to Dover Downs Hotel and Casino on Monday, October 28th at 4 p.m. to celebrate with Charlie and the other recipients of the 2019 Governor's Awards for the Arts. Charlie, thanks so much for joining us and best wishes in your new ventures.
Thank you.